But the big thing, is we can get some feathers or parts of the bird to send away and figure out what kind of bird it is.
What is that? I'm not trying to be. What is, if we found what kind of bird it was, would it change our plan? Would we have maybe?
We know what kind of birds are a hazard out here. You know, and it starts a pattern. You know, people are hitting starlings is one thing. If it, you know, one buzzard in 20 years, that's a different problem. And
okay.
They're thick right now. I mean, they're very thick. Between the seagulls, like Mike said, the starlings are, plus the buzzards, and they can be a major issue. Any more on the birds? Motor fuel tax.
All right. Original contact I was given to track down for more information on this still has not responded to me, but I did speak to Representative Short today. He's going to forward. There are, I think, two pieces of legislation pending right now, and he doesn't expect any action on either one of them this year, basically because it's an election year and they involve new taxes. That's why he doesn't expect any action on any movement on them. But he's going to forward those to me. I didn't receive them at the end of the day, so I don't have any further to report there. And I don't know if it's just my misunderstanding, but the one piece of legislation I heard was regarding an additional, a new 5 or 6 cents per gallon fuel tax on jet fuel. And I just misunderstand that, I guess, earlier. I thought that was a 5 or 6 cents tax on aviation fuel in general that was to replace that 23 cent tax we have now. And it's not, so.
In addition.
And
jet fuel.
Yeah, and the jet fuel only, and the existing 23 cent tax would stay as is. So, other than that, I don't have anything else to report on that, but I will keep looking into it. I mean, I would like to find some way to introduce new legislation, if I can find the person to do it, that would replace that 23 cent fuel tax we have right now with something more reasonable. Because I think just the that number is going to scare pilots away, regardless of whether they can get a refund on it or not. I know the overall price is within reason, I guess. I mean, carrier fuel prices are
Middle.
Not too far off from,
keep it in the middle of with the regional averages.
But, you know, if we could make that fuel tax something more reasonable, that would lower the overall price and make Delaware airports much more attractive to stop at for fuel. But that's all I have on that right now. Does anybody have any suggestions as to... Everybody's looking at me. Okay. I'll keep looking into it.
Well, I think the only thing to convey is that the motor fuel tax, if you apply, you can get reimbursed. The money they're making is actually on people that don't ask to get it reimbursed. Mm-hmm.
So, shoebox effect.
Yeah, if there was a way to get rid of the shoebox effect, where people just don't go through the trouble.
Exactly.
You know, it's we're not asking to do away with a motor fuel tax by any means, but we're asking that, you know, if we can get it back, why go through the paperwork and have the state personnel people, not the personnel office, but the people that have to do the paperwork, why go through that?
Of course, there are other issues, too. I mean, we don't know how much of the money collected from this motor fuel tax is being, on the aviation side, is being take back to aviation, to the development of aviation in the state.
You know, our farmers have ever tried this with their fuel for their tractors and so forth.
I think they're exempt from it right now.
File to get that back, too.
I mean, boaters have the same issue.
Yeah.
If you put motor fuel in the boat, you can reply to get it back.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people don't do that. So, I mean, it's the state is capturing a lot of funds just because people's laziness to fly to get it back. Mm-hmm.